It's Saturday in the octave of Easter. Welcome to today's penultimate podcast for the Easter cycle. Station today is St. John Lateran. The name Lateran comes from an ancient Roman family whose property this area once was. St. John comes from both Saints John the Baptist and the Evangelist, but the Basilica itself is dedicated to the Savior. This is the Pope's Cathedral and the head and mother of all the churches in the city and the world. One week ago, if we were ancient Roman Christians, we would have been baptized in the baptistry here at St. John's. Today is called Sabbato in Albis, or Sabbato in Albis Deponendis, the Albis referring to the white garments of the newly baptized. In ancient times, it would be the last full day that they would wear their baptismal robes before removing them and depositing them at the cathedral on the octave as a witness to their faith. And so today, Sunday rather, is called Dominica in Albis Depositis. I know that there is great energy put into this Sunday as Divine Mercy Sunday, and that's wonderful. But something that gets obscured in this new aspect of the post-conciliar calendar is the deep well that is our tradition. The image of the baptismal garment being worn for the last full day and then deposited tomorrow is an analogy of our growing up and taking greater responsibility for our Christian character and our vocations in the Church. Of course, we depend on the mercy of God at all times, which is why Holy Church tomorrow describes the divine institution of the sacrament of penance, the post-baptismal way that God intends for us to receive forgiveness of sins. Is it a coincidence that this follows a week after the special way of forgiveness of sins in baptism? I think not.
Blessed are you, and it shall be well with you.
From Lenten Reflections from a Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. From the Book of Revelation. Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. In the Old Testament, God took Israel as his bride. When she played the harlot, the Lord cast her off. But he did not abandon her forever. He promised to remember his covenant and establish with her an everlasting covenant. What God did in the Old Testament through Israel, God is continuing in the New Testament church today. He is fathering his family, restoring the human race to his household. And while the kingdom of God can never fully be realized on earth, it does find partial, yet real, fulfillment in us on this side of heaven. We experience the fulfillment of the new covenant now through the Church. When we become members of the Church, we become citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. Through the liturgy, through the sacraments, and the prayers and works of the people of God, we participate in heavenly life. We don't experience this heavenly life with our earthly senses, but it is real, more real than the physical world. When the world ends, the Church will continue triumphant in heaven, and we will see and experience God's life fully, completely, ecstatically, and eternally. Questions. How real is heaven to me? Do I see it as someplace far away and removed from life here on earth? Or is heaven more real than the physical reality around me? Dear God, you promise to make all things new. Help me to see with the eyes of faith, so that I can discern eternity in the midst of this earthly realm and look forward with great anticipation to what lies ahead.